Now, the clever bit of marketing that helped launch the environmental movement 45 years ago today. Earth Day was coined by one of the most well-known ad men in America, Julian Koenig. As Reed Fraser found out, the story of how Earth Day got its name shows the power that just two words can have.
If you're over a certain age, you've almost certainly heard this phrase.
Timex, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
This was one of many ad campaigns dreamed up by Julian Koenig. His tagline for the Volkswagen Beetle, Think Small, was voted the most successful ad of the 20th century by Ad Age magazine. But he was also an environmentalist. In early 1970, he found out about a group organizing a nationwide event they were calling an environmental teach-in. Historian Adam Rome.
They all thought that environmental teach-in was a loser of a name, that it sounded too academic, that it didn't sound action-oriented.
Koenig volunteered to help market the event. He gave the group a few choices for what to call it. Dennis Hayes was the campaign's young national director.
One of them was for Earth Day. One of them was for E-Day. One, I think, was for Ecology Day. But he made it clear that he thought that the one that worked best was Earth Day.
Hayes says the name was key to bringing more people in. The event wasn't a debate or a lecture.
If you're starting to talk about human ecosystems and biomes, you relatively quickly put your audience to sleep. We needed some way to describe this that would resonate immediately and people would know what it is you're talking about. And Earth Day did accomplish that for us.
The group placed an ad in the New York Times. The ad and the name helped achieve a massive turnout, 20 million people.
I figured, oh my God, we've unleashed some powerful new force now on American life. And it turned out to be true.
Julian Koenig's daughter, Sarah Koenig, is a producer for This American Life and host of the podcast Serial. She says Earth Day typified her father's best work.
Very spare, very smart, very classy, very simple, you know, but simple but smart. I mean, think small, right? Like, that's his most famous line. It's two words.
Despite his success, Julian Koenig was conflicted about his profession. He told his daughter this in a 2009 story she produced for This American Life. Advertising, he told her, was built on deception.
And I don't think anybody can go proudly into the next world with a career built on deception, even though no matter how well they do it.
But there was one bit of advertising he did feel good about.
Well, Earth Day is one of the things when my children say, "What did you do in the Great War, Grandpa?" I'll say, well, I wrote Timex, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking, and I wrote Think Small and the first Volkswagen advertising, and I named Earth Day.
Julian Koenig died last year. He was 93. Of all his many ads, the one with the longest shelf life, it turned out, was Earth Day. For NPR News, I'm Reed Fraser.
By the way, April 22nd, Earth Day, was also the birthday of Julian Koenig. He had noted the rhyme.